Iceland is going through a time where there are more volcanoes erupting than usual. This happens because Iceland is a place where there are a lot of volcanoes. It's located on a spot where hot stuff from deep inside the earth comes up to the surface. Also, Iceland is on the edge of two big plates in the earth's crust that are moving apart, which makes room for magma to come up. There are over 100 volcanoes in Iceland, and more than 30 of them are active right now. But the Reykjanes Peninsula, where the recent eruptions are happening, hadn't seen any lava flow for about 800 years. This is because the plates are always moving apart slowly, but sometimes they move more quickly. The rocks in the area show that there are times when nothing happens for about 1,000 years, and then there are eruptions that last a few hundred years. Scientists think there will be more small eruptions in the next few years and decades. It's hard to know exactly when and where these eruptions will happen. Scientists are watching the ground to see if magma is coming up, which can help them know if an eruption is about to happen. But it's tough to say exactly where the eruption will be because the magma is under a big area and comes out through cracks that can be miles long. The people in charge in Iceland are doing things to keep people and buildings safe, but there are still risks like roads being blocked by lava and air pollution from the eruptions. This volcanic activity could have a big impact on Iceland in the long run. The area where the eruptions are happening has a lot of people and important things like the main airport and power plants. There's also a chance that the eruptions could move closer to the capital city, Reykjavik. Scientists are studying the volcanoes on the peninsula to learn more about how the magma moves and what might happen in the future. But there's still a lot we don't know as Iceland enters this new time of volcanic activity.